Kareem Ray, your host at the One Soccer Nation podcast. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Michaela Days, who is a professional soccer player at Rodez Evryon Football. Michaela, thank you so much for taking the time today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just happy to finally do this interview with you.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you on. I mean, you know, we go full circle. So, you know, we know each other since, you know, we're from Canada, from Brampton, Ontario, and we used to go to middle school with each other, high school. I used to see you in the hallways and stuff like that, and we always connected back on always soccer. And long story short, like, we randomly just reconnected at the airport. Like, we just ran into each other, so that's how we reconnected. And then, you know, obviously we reconnected there, and we just talked. We obviously talked footy. And then you told me, you know, you're playing pro ball in France. And I was like, wow, like, you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, I just want to give you your flowers and kudos to you. Congratulations. It's obviously not something easy to do. It's extremely hard. And you've achieved that goal that you've been working for your whole life. And it's a pleasure. Again, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, honestly, yeah, that's like a really good point that you made. Like, I made it like, When you sometimes when you're just doing, you're so busy and you don't really take the moment to like realize how far that you've gone. It's like, wow. Like, when I was in college, I was really thinking, oh, I want to go pro, and like now I'm here. So it's like cool. Yeah, it's like cool to look back on. Yeah, it's a good feeling. Yeah.
Sure. You also play for the Jamaica national team as well, which is huge.
Oh yeah. I've been called up lately, so it's like I'm really like grateful for that experience too, just playing against like those different countries and stuff. It's and then even traveling to those different countries, like it's actually an amazing experience. I really like it a lot. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
for sure. So I mean, you obviously speak French. I don't. So I mean, if you could pronounce the club name for our viewers and listeners properly, that would be amazing.
It's Rodez Evryon Football Club, basically. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So. One of my favorite questions that I like to ask is, like, we're going to really go back in time here. So could you just share, I guess, like, the long story short version of how you got involved with football, and then like the steps that you had to take from all the way from high school to deciding what college you'd go to or university, and how we would go, or we'll get to the part of going pro.
So I started playing when I was like 6 years old, me and my sister. And then we were playing house league, and then we got called up to play with like Brands United, the actual club, select back then. And then from there we played until like high school with Brands United. And then we went to Woodbridge and we met, sorry for his name. What's his name? Why is his name not coming to my head? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It'll come back.
But yeah, I'll come back. But we met this coach for Woodbridge, and he basically
was it like, Peter?
No, not Peter. It was he's like the coach of Toronto Blizzard now. Have you heard of Toronto Blizzard?
No.
Oh my God, why is his name not going to my head? It will come.
That's fine.
He basically kind of like showed us the ropes of like the, basically like the gateway from like high school to college. And we went to a bunch of showcases, and we even played at a bunch of like colleges. Like, we would have like a March break trip where we would just travel the whole week to like different universities. We would meet different coaches, and some of the universities would even like play against them just like as a scrimmage match. And that was a really cool experience. And he kind of like just taught like me and my sister and like the other girls on the team, like what's going to be expected of you like going into the college environment. And even so like when I went for my freshman year at Maryland, it was kind of like not an easy transition, but like it was a little bit easier for me because I kind of already knew what to expect, like just playing wise and like physical, like how physical in shape I had to be, and how mentally tough I would need to be just to compete against like the seniors on a team and the all the older players on a team. But I guess just from our transitioning from high school to college, we chose to go to Maryland University. And we just felt like when we went to Maryland, like we actually visited the school. We just loved how diverse the school was, and it just felt like home. Like it felt really, we felt really comfortable there, and I liked the coach. His name was Ray Leon at the time. And he just made our, like he just seemed like a very genuine person, and he cared about our development. So that kind of influenced our decision to go there. But yeah. And then my final year at Maryland, we got a new coach, Megan Nemzer.
Female coach?
Yeah, female coach. That was my first female coach.
Yeah.
It was very different. It was very different because I've never had a female coach before, but she really like prepared me for like the pro life. Like she really emphasized the importance of like small habits, and like even looking back at it now, like all those little small things she was like really enforcing and like so strict on, it was really important. Because like we're literally doing the same things now, like just from getting to training on time, filling out like your wellness report like before training and after training. So like little things like that kind of helped me transition into the pro world. So I'm not really surprised. I'm kind of like used to it. But yeah, she really hammered the little habits. And it's like those little small habits are really important. Like even on the field, your attitude, just the way you carry yourself on the field, like coaches are looking at that. Even the way you interact with your teammates, coaches are looking at that as well. And like for me, going to a whole new country, different language on the team, I'm like the only non-French person. So like I really have to go out of my way to like form these friendships and relationships with the girls and like really put myself out there, even though I know my French is not the best. It's just you just have to be open to learn and take corrections. So I think yeah, I like the experience. I like kind of how my life kind of transitioned from high school to college to pro. Like I feel like I've learned so much, like that whole yeah, that whole like what do I
Experience.
say? Yeah, experience. Yeah.
So, that's a really good point that you mentioned right there. In regards to first female coach, like that's a topic I've heard about. Like there needs to be more female coaches coaching women, and
Yeah.
you really highlighted that it was different.
Yeah.
What was so, growing up being coached by males your whole
Yeah.
world, most of your career. What was the biggest difference? Like, what were three things that you can highlight the difference to having a female coach?
Three things.
Or maybe, or just one big one.
I would say like what was so different? I feel like the way she I'll probably say just the way she went about like the way she went about pre like not preaching but like coaching us, like just like certain things. I feel like in the past with my other coaches, they were more so just yell. The male coach, they're more yell and like what am I trying to say? I just feel like I feel like she was a little bit more personable. I guess because she's female, so she can kind of relate more to the females. She really took the time out to individually talk to each and every one of us and say like, I need you here by the mid season. I need you here by the end of the season. And I kind of like that kind of, I guess, made me feel grateful because it showed that she really cared about our growth and she wants us to do well. Like I remember when she first got there, I guess like I didn't have a bad attitude, but it's just sometimes my body language, and I didn't really realize that I did it so much. Like I would like you can just see in my arms or like my face, and she literally clipped every time I did it in the game. And I looked back, I said, wow, I didn't realize I did that so much. And then she kind of said, yeah, I need that to stop. So she would literally clip every game. Every game. So it kind of made me more aware of myself and how I'm presenting myself because coaches are going to be looking at that. So yeah, I feel like she was a little bit more personable with her approach to coaching us. I would say that. Yeah, if that makes sense. Yeah.
No, that's a really good point to highlight because, she was your only female coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that what I'm hearing from that is really the communication is different coming from a
Yeah.
different.
Yeah. I would say
It sounds like a better experience to me in regards to her understanding you better. And being able to create more time and spend those one-on-one times with you guys and really help you guys as players to improve so you guys get to that next level. And I think, when I've heard these conversations come up where it was like we need to have more female coaches coaching females was very important. And I agree with that. And I really appreciate that aspect of the game because that's how we're going to grow. We're going to grow
Yeah.
by, having someone that really understands us help us. Because if you don't understand us, then you're not going to be able to help us the best.
Yeah, literally, yeah. That's a good point, yeah.
That's amazing. And then you really mentioned going back to high school that you guys, the team that you were with, you guys were going out to these events or camps and showcases to see these colleges and really prepare yourselves for that transition from high school to college. Really helped you so you could transition there. And then when you got to college, yeah, the thing I really want to highlight is the point that you said about feeling comfortable, feeling like this is a place that I want to be really was an effect to it really affected your decision
Yeah.
to go to that college. With saying that, would you study in college and then how many years were you in college?
Just to get back, I remember what the coach's name for Toronto Blizzard was. It was Joe Perolini. I don't know if you heard him before. You heard of him before, Joe Perolini? I don't know. Okay, yeah, but that's his name. But back to your question. So I was in university for 6 years. Yeah, really long. I did two bachelor's, kinesiology and biology. Yes, and then I took my redshirt year and I had a COVID year. So and I tore my ACL in 2017. So that's why I had the redshirt year. Yeah.
Six years is a lot of years.
Yeah.
Long time. How was, can you share a little bit about the experience of, college is extremely different from high school. So, and then you went to the US. So you're leaving Canada, you're leaving home, family, friends to go off to college in the US, which is a different country. It's a different beast in itself.
Yeah.
You're living on your own, and you're out there for 6 years. So could you share the different experiences and what to really expect when you're going off to college?
So for me, freshman year, I feel like was a little hard for me because I got a little homesick. I still wasn't adjusted to the schedule with school, balancing school and soccer, like all in one day. So it kind of took some time to adjust a little bit. It also took some time because I'm in a whole new country. I don't really know anyone. So it took some time to like build relationships with my teammates. And then also my freshman year, I tore my ACL. So that kind of took a toll on me my freshman year. Just like that whole after surgery, getting back on my feet, that kind of took a toll on me. Just because like when you tear your ACL, you literally have to relearn everything. So like before my ACL, everything just came so natural to me. And then after, I had to kind of relearn that, like physically and mentally. And I think the mental part was kind of what I struggled the most with. And then like gaining back my confidence, also. And what was your other question that you said was asked? What I learned for.
No, I asked you what you learned and like what the experience was like.
But as a whole, in the US, I really liked it a lot. Like our conference was really competitive, so every game, like we really had to bring it. And yeah, like I think I would say I enjoyed it overall. Just even as the years went on, like freshman year to sophomore year, I got more comfortable, more confident in myself. I adjusted to the schedule with school, especially with my major. It was kind of heavier than others. So I really had to organize my time accordingly. And then trying to balance my social life with soccer and then trying to like study and do homework. Yeah, so that was a lot as well. But I definitely learned how to like learn like prior how to look prioritize like what is more important, going out with friends or studying for your exam the next day, and or just doing your homework and making sure you're not exhausted the next day for training, just stuff like that. And also like eating habits I kind of learned as well. Like me and my sister, we went from being pescatarian to now like vegetarian. So I feel like even having that diet kind of helps you going into the pro, because in France, they care a lot about what your body mass is and how much you're weighing and making sure you're maintaining that. So it's just like being more disciplined. Yeah, I learned a lot of how to be like more disciplined about myself and yeah. My day-to-day activities. So, yeah.
What advice would you give to high schoolers, high school females that want to go off to college? What advice would you give to them? What are three things that you could say, hey, if I knew these three things from starting in the beginning of my freshman year, this is what I would do?
I would say for your freshman year, I would say for freshman year, enjoy your freshman year, like just soak it all in. Try to meet as much people you can, network. Like I feel like network is really important, because I feel like your college friends, like even though those people that you're not super close with, I feel like you can meet them down the road and be like, oh my gosh, like how are you? And they're working for a big like corporate company or something, and maybe you might need a favor or something, and like you can like build connections like that. I would also say to make sure you have a plan for your freshman year, or not a plan, but have an idea of, or start to think about an idea of what you want to do, regards to your major, because you don't want to reach to your junior year and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I mean, it happens, but like it's just gonna be a lot to switch your major. And then so I just think we should like you should really think about like what you really want to do. Like actually think about it, or and like go out and experience things. Do like what's called internships. Do a lot of internships. Get as much experience as you can, because even through those internships you can get jobs. You can meet different people, and then when you actually do things, you kind of start to realize, oh, I actually might like this. Oh, I want to go into this field. Oh, I don't like this. So I feel like things like that could help as well. Yeah, I would say that. of things. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that's great advice. And then you were in college for 6 years. ACL injury back in 2017, that's crazy. So people sometimes don't even rebound from injuries. And then also, I think a cool point is to mention you have a twin sister.
Yes.
Is she playing pro as well?
Yeah, she's playing in Denmark right now.
So you guys both did it. So I got to get her on the podcast too. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So from 6 years in college, graduated, finished that, and then how did the opportunity to go pro come about?
So we basically found an agent. And oh. Oh, is it frozen?
Hey, yeah, you're back.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry, I don't really have Wi-Fi here. I'm using my data, so if it goes in and out, that's why. But what was I speaking about? Oh, so we basically found an agent, and we kind of just went with him because he felt he his name is France. I forgot his last name. France, but the agency is called FJL Sports. And basically, just after speaking to him, it just seemed like he was very personable. Like he focuses on you and your plan for playing pro. I feel like there's a lot of other agencies out there that have so many players, and they can't really focus. Really focus on that one player because they have to deal with a lot of like the other players that they have. But I feel like him, he really takes the time to focus on you and make sure you reach the goal that you're trying to reach for. And not only is he like he acts like an agent, he's very what do you mean? He tries to be like someone that you can like a confidant, I guess. Like if you're going through things during your pro career, he's always there to support you. Any questions, anything you want to open up about, I feel like he's like there for you. And but basically we met him and he kind of just spoke to different teams. We put our name into the NWSL draft just as an option, but we more so wanted to play in Europe, and then but our main goal is to play in England. We just have to like have to figure out a couple things before we get there, but yeah, so he basically just spoke to a bunch of different coaches, and we first ended up playing at Saint-Étienne in France together for 6 months, and then we split. I went to a different team, Mindy too, and she went to Denmark. So yeah, like he kind of just did that part for us. We just told him what we wanted, and he kind of just spoke to the teams and sent all our profiles and stuff like that. But he's really helpful. Like he helped us with our highlight video, making our player profiles and stuff like that. So yeah. Definitely can count on him for a lot of things, but yeah.
Is he still your agent now?
Yeah, he's still my agent now. Yeah.
You've been with him for how many years?
Maybe a year, 2 years or a year and a half, almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so basically, he basically helped you guys out. And then, did you just go to one trial and then you made the team, or did you go up to a few tryouts?
I only went to one trial, and that was with Saint-Étienne. Like we both went on a trial, and then we ended up just staying for 6 months, and then we parted ways and just went to. I just went to another team in Denmark, and she. Oh, sorry, France, and she went to Denmark.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So talk to me. Let's talk footy on the field. France is a different ball game.
Yeah.
And the US and Canada, it's completely different.
Yeah, it's very different, yeah.
What's different about it?
I feel like in Canada and the US it's more like physical, and I feel like in France it's more like technical and tactical. So I just felt like I had to adjust to just being more technical, more like quicker and thinking faster tactically as well. What else would I say is different? I would say just the language too, like playing on the field. You learn different like words, like when you say man on or like right left, like you have to learn those words in French. Sometimes like it's just a lot during the game, but you start to catch on once you keep on playing and they're saying it in training. And but I would say that as well is different.
What about what position do you play?
I play on the wing. On the wing. Right or left, does it matter?
You're ready though.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a righty, but I usually play more so on the left. I like playing on the left side more, but
Cut in the shoe with your right foot.
yeah, but I also like to dribble a lot with my left. I don't know, my left foot's actually kind of better than my right, surprisingly, but
And
yeah.
then, what about like playing venues? Like, how big are the stadiums?
It honestly depends on which team you go to, because in I guess in D2 it's not as funded like D1, but it honestly depend it just depends on where you're going to. Sometimes the fields could be really bad, really bad. But some teams play on turf, and yet also depending on weather, because a lot of teams in France don't have a designated turf field for women's teams, so the field could be crazy, especially when it rains. But for the most part, the fields are not terrible. It just kind of just depends on the conditions, like the weather conditions and all that. But yeah, they're not terrible, but yeah,
Yeah.
they're
You
not
guys also
terrible.
play at some pretty nice fields too, though.
Yeah, there's pretty some pretty nice fields. Like even our field, we usually play on the men's field. It's pretty nice. Like it's in a whole new stadium and they're still building it, but it's like really nice. The grass is really nice. It's like hybrid. It's really nice.
Yeah. How many seats does that stadium have, your home field?
That's a good question, but
And like, does it look like 5,000 or higher, 10,000?
whoa. That's a lot. I don't think it's 10,000. I think it's maybe 5,000, maybe.
5,000 around it.
Yeah, maybe 5,000. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, what are obviously like being overseas, there's challenges. So, like, what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you're facing right now that you feel comfortable sharing?
I feel like the biggest challenge for me was because I'm such a more like I'm a quiet person, I'm more reserved. I guess some coaches would take that as me not wanting to get to know the other girls. And also just the language barrier. Like for me, I'm better at understanding it than actually speaking French. So I wouldn't really engage in conversation as much unless it was a one-on-one conversation. And I guess the coaches kind of took that as me not really wanting to get to know the players and build that what you call it? Build that connection. 'Cause I guess it's also gonna transfer on the field as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would just say that. So I really had to kind of force myself, just go out of your way and just have a tiny conversation with everyone. Just to show that like I'm actually making the effort. But I also explained to the coaches like that's not what I meant to come off as. It's just like I'm very quiet, reserved person. So Yeah, but I'm learning to put myself out there, and even if I sound crazy saying something in French, they correct me. So it's like you just have to be open to like correction. Like you just can't take it personal if they laugh, you say something like it's okay, because even them speaking English sometimes, I'm just like, oh gosh. But I also like I teach them too how to properly say things, and yeah, so it's like a little like good relationship that we have, I guess. Yeah.
Sure. And then coming
Yeah.
to the end here, I just got two more questions. How did the you play for the Jamaican national team? So how did that opportunity come about?
I like I've been called up like on and off with the Jamaican national team. I guess because there's like has been different coaches throughout the time that I've been there, they just would invite me to the camps, and I guess they liked what they saw. So I've just been playing. But yeah, it's been like a really good experience, and just learning from the other girls that are there. So yeah, I can't complain. I'm just happy to be there, honestly. But yeah, but just the process of getting on the Jamaican national team, just one of the coaches, Busby, you know Busby, you know that is? No? Well, he just really wanted me and my sister to get on the team, and then we just have to apply for the passport, but that kind of took a lot, like a whole year and a half, because we were in school or in college, and they kept sending it back, and then weren't really there to fill it out. So it was just kind of create some issues, but it all worked out. We got the passports, and yeah, so just grateful to be even get a chance to be called up. So just so take I'll just take it all in whenever I get called up. So yeah.
Sure. I mean, Jamaica is one of my favorite countries to travel to. That's
Yeah,
for
I
me,
love it. So good.
it's heaven on earth to me. So. And then I definitely can relate to you in regards to, you know, passport. Like I'm applying for my US green card and it's taken me 2 years plus
Yeah,
going on to
that
so
yeah.
I know how you feel. My last question I'll ask you is what's your goal for it? And like you obviously mentioned England. What's the plan to get to England?
For me, my plan is I first before I go to England, I really want to play D1 in France. I want to play against those really big teams, or even play with like PSG, Lyon, or Paris FC, like those top clubs, and then hopefully get to London. That's really my final goal, just play in London. I love the style of play. I love watching those girls play. It's just it's different. Like I don't know, the soccer is just it's a little different. But yeah, that would be my goal, just to play in England and play in D1 in France. Because I feel like those are the top leagues in the world right now. So it'll be like great for me to get that experience as well. So
Yeah. No, you know, when I'm at the gym, I've seen both football in France on the women's side and on the women's side in England on the TV. And this is at the gym because I don't really watch soccer at all. And I'd actually, you know, like watch it. And I was like, the game has definitely grown on the women's side a lot. Like the popularity right now is at all-time high, especially in the US. Like it's a hot topic, it's popular, the investment opportunity, like everyone's on it, and it's really exciting, and it's really exciting to see it grow. And for us at One Soccer Nation, you know, I was sharing to you with the logo too. We want to have it change the blue to pink, right? Yeah, just like we have multiple colors. Like we have an all white version of the logo and all black. But now the next step for us is to have like a change the blue to pink and really push for the women's side. So And then I've shared with you as well, like our goal is to launch both men's and women's team. So I'm, definitely pushing for both, and I really love both sides of the game and everything about it. So it's really cool, and it's so interesting how we reconnected at the airport. We're now doing the podcast. Oh yeah, crazy, random. So I mean, what would you say? It's God's plan, so, or the universe. So I mean, those were all my questions. Was there anything I missed or that you would like to share?
No, I don't have anything else to share. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, Mikaela, this was awesome. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the One Soccer Nation podcast today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.